Can I bring you both back to the program, if you don't mind? Not Belgian shepherds and cats and what have you. I want to talk Israel.
Well, let me be honest.
I'm trying not to talk about that first story, I have to tell you.
I can totally see why. In fact, I've actually just had a small Twitter war with somebody who thought it was actually fine to use words like rape. And normally I don't block people, but it's too repugnant for words. So let's just put things, everybody into the picture. A 46-year-old married Palestinian father has been arrested for the kidnap and rape of a 7-year-old little girl, from her school in the West Bank. His name is Nazmi Abed Al-Hamid Kotusa. He's a married father from the village of Deir Kadis. He had accomplices. I mean, I'm really struggling, guys, I must be honest, as I speak, to hold it together. He had accomplices that took the little girl from school.
No, can we not do the details, Ro? I'm sorry.
It's important. Where he worked as a janitor. Now, our Minister of Public Security, Gilad Erdan, has appealed to the court system to please try this as a terror attack. And as we've discussed before, with the horrendous story of Ari Ansbacher, first of all, at the moment, it's a criminal investigation, and the police are looking into other aspects. But the problem is that if it is a terror attack, if it is what we are now calling sexual terror, the family and the perpetrators will receive a monthly stipend from the Palestinian Authority. It is a horrendous, horrendous case. I don't even actually have the words for this, but it's important that it is spoken about, because it is a story, it is a headline that the news media have not picked up on.
Rolien, after the awful incident of Uri Ansbacher, it appeared to me at the time as though there was huge revulsion within the Palestinian community itself. It seemed like a red line was crossed. Is there any sense of the same this time, or is this a new attack?
Well, this is a very important question. It is, you know, I was speaking to somebody who works very closely with the police on these kind of attacks earlier today, and the police are being very, very careful with this, which is why they're not going to leave any stone unturned. It is against the norms. It is something that would be roundly condemned. However, there are reports that prior to the horrendous events, they did claim that they wanted to harm a Jew. And that aspect of it has to be investigated as perhaps something more than criminal. But I know our police, our security apparatus will treat this with the absolute, absolute caution and with respect it deserves. We do not know where in the West Bank, which school this was at, or where the little girl, the victim, came from. And because she's a minor, I doubt that will be made public. But he has been indicted, along with his accomplices, on rape in aggravated circumstances, assault and kidnapping.
Wow, Rolien, and we know where this is going to end, because somebody's going to get angry and have a revenge attack, and the cycle continues. It needs to be broken.
Well, we hope that there will be no revenge attacks, and if there are any revenge attacks, they will be treated as criminal and possibly as terrorist.
Wow. Rolien, the Malaysian Prime Minister, who is no friend of Israel's or Jews, apparently made anti-Semitic remarks at Cambridge. Tell us about that.
Well, I don't know who's worse today. The Prime Minister of Malaysia, Mahathir Mohamad, who at 90, I mean, I don't know what he's still doing being the Prime Minister at 93, or John Cusack, who's also opened up a can of stupid today. But the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Mahathir Mohamad, who is known for his anti-Semitic views, in fact, I think we even chatted about it before, that he is beyond the pale. He was participating in a Q&A session at Cambridge University Union, and the moderator asked him, you know, why do you say that the Jewish people in general are inclined towards money? There are a lot of Jews who care about human rights and social justice and democracy. And his response to that was, I have some Jewish friends, very good friends. They are not like the other Jews. That's why they are my friends. Now, one would expect that the moderator or somebody would say that these kind of comments are highly offensive, not to mention repugnant, but apparently nobody did. Apparently people laughed and thought it was funny. And this has drawn a lot of condemnation from around the world and from major Jewish organizations. However, one surprise is that the Labour Union of Jewish Students, the Labour Union of Students, or the Cambridge Uni Labour Club, have actually condemned it, which makes a refreshing break from the leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, who's either silent or was not there at the time. But Cambridge University Labour Club went on to say Mahathir Mohamad is a vicious anti-Semite and the current Prime Minister of Malaysia. He has been invited to the Cambridge Union today. We stand in solidarity with British Jews against the threat to the community posed by the normalisation of this hatred.
Well, that is good to hear. I mean, if there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, that certainly is it over there. Just very quickly, Rolene, because we're running out of time. Yesterday, we spoke about water supply to Gaza. I did ask you whether that, in fact, meant that there was some sort of tunadrin between Israel and Hamas. And today, you want to talk about the fact that maybe there's an understanding in place between Hamas and Israel.
Well, first of all, you used a word that I don't understand, so I'm going to have to look it up, or you're going to have to WhatsApp it to me. But Hamas have said that there is a new understanding. What that means, we don't have in greater detail, but what we do know is that there has been improvements to the supply of water and electricity to the Gaza Strip, as well as relaxed import and export rules and expansions into industrial projects in Gaza. So perhaps this is a positive thing. And also news that broke about an hour ago is that we do have confirmation that the former head of the COGAT unit, Major General Yoav Mordechai, will be attending the conference in Bahrain. So this, I don't think anybody knows more than him about the challenges faced and the possible solutions that are needed. So this is a very, very good move indeed.
And that's where we leave it, Rolene. Look forward to speaking to you same time tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. And I go back to dealing with the serious side I'm going to get from my cat.
That's Rolene Marks. She's our Israel correspondent. We speak to her Monday to Friday. I really just didn't want to go into that story.
Horrific story.